bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back. This is Mike playing Shadowrun with these guys again. We're looking to have a really good time, so everybody listen in and join the adventure.
This is Johnny, and I'm still playing the orc with no name, but I'm armed.
I've been through the desert with a orc with no name.
I am Magicfoot the elf.
My name is
Jordan, by the way. I think I just pulled an Aaron.
And my name is Aaron, and I play the dwarf.
And this is Jeremy playing Blondie, who thought was a human, appears now to be an elf. And also, I am the GM for this session.
Now, are you also Clint Eastwood?
Not that kind of Blondie.
Okay. I had to ask.
Yeah.
Blondie the rock star?
Hopefully, this episode, we get some more memories. Because right now, we've only got one.
I really hope we don't.
Do the whole campaign with no memories.
That would be interesting, though. So, where we left off, you guys are now clothed and armed. Something not on the list were actually boots and shoes, so you guys are not barefoot.
Oh, that's very nice.
And we are supposed to make it to the floor four.
We are leaving the armory.
Yes.
Only one of us knows.
Yes, only one of us knows. Yes.
We were directed to go.
The lights went out. We don't even know what floor we're on.
Bottom.
We're at the lowest floor.
That doesn't mean we're on floor one.
Correct.
Right. But you open the doors, and you see bobbing lights in the hallway.
Like far down the hallway?
Where the last stairwell was, about halfway through.
Okay.
So it's about 50 yards.
Okay.
I say we take care of this mess coming up behind us before we go anywhere.
I just want to run. I'm running. I don't want to initiate anything, so I'm just going.
How many lights do we see?
Over a dozen.
All right, we run.
The steps right outside of the armory, right? That's you said
there. Yes, there were.
Okay.
Right outside.
I am going to attempt to lead the way.
Okay. Let's see here.
Who has the fastest run?
Blondie would be rolling 5D. The troll will be rolling 3D.
One success.
The elf Jordan, 4D.
Four. Boo.
The dwarf, 3D. And the orc, 8D.
So we're rolling to go up the stairs, or are we rolling to like see what our movement order is?
You can roll and go up the stairs.
Can I fail at going upstairs?
Yes, you can. I hope that Blondie does not critical fail here.
It's not.
Okay, everybody makes it up the stairs. So you just didn't need to critical fail.
Okay.
Or a glitch. Alright, so Blondie's the last to make it up because she waits until everybody has gone. You got her flashbang. She takes one, pulls the pin, and wedges it in the stairwell doorway.
Good girl.
And then heads up the stairs.
Yep.
I wonder what would have happened if she had wedged the foam in.
So how does the explosive foam work? Is it like C4, you apply it to something and then you have to apply a charge?
That kind of thing. I was thinking that it was like a can of foam that would explode and fill a room.
No, I got the impression it was like...
No, explosive foam. Yeah.
And then that explodes when you give it the...
Well, that's more boring.
Yeah, if you wanted to explode the whole can, that would be... Alright, so you guys are heading up the steps. It is several flights of stairs before you see another bit to the stairwell.
Like 3, 5, 4...
Is there a sign or labels?
So it's about 4 flights before you see one, and you see B1 next to the door.
As in basement 1. So we're not to the surface yet.
Hey guys, I'm thinking something about the 4th floor. Why does that sound familiar?
Now you remember things?
That's all I'm getting. Does anybody else remember anything about the 4th floor?
No.
Let's try that. Let's try the 4th floor.
All right. What's on the fourth floor?
I don't know. It's just what I'm... The feeling I'm getting is that there's something about the fourth floor.
So there's intuition as an attribute. Can I roll intuition to try and suss out what's going on with this? Because the way he's phrasing things is a little interesting.
You can.
Is that an opposed roll since I'm clearly lying?
But are you?
He is in the fact that he's not telling where he's getting the
information. He's not telling us where he's
getting. I am not sharing where I'm getting this information from.
All right. Yes, go ahead and do that opposed. You're going to roll Aaron. You're going to roll 5. Jordan, roll 6.
I only got one success.
I only got one success.
Ties go to Defender. So,
Aaron,
you will be defending
his suss out.
Yeah.
At least I got myself a die code. That's what I was looking for.
Sort of. Also, roll me 2D. Since you were trying to figure out something about your next steps, you're going to roll me 2D.
No successes.
No successes.
How many D did you roll?
2.
How many ones did you get?
1.
Is that?
That's not more than half.
More than half.
It's got to be more than half. Okay. I was going to say, wow, that really sucks.
It's got to be more than half.
So you can't crit fail on a
2. On a 2D roll. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
You can.
You have to roll both ones.
Yes. Both ones.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Which
is a much more friendlier
thing
than the third edition.
Yes.
So what do you guys think? Do you want to try out the fourth floor? It's the only lead we got.
The only lead we got. So I don't want to stop on ground level, take a peek at things.
That sounds good.
As Blondie passes you, it's like, yeah, this deliberation. You guys are the brains of this operation, clearly.
So yes, we're heading up to ground level.
You go up 2 more flights of stairs and ground level. All
right. I want to crack the door open and take a look, see if I see anything first before I open the door all the way.
The sign says admin
pull
conference rooms. It's dark.
Like, lights off dark interior hallway, or like exterior windows, it's night.
Yeah, okay. There is light coming in from exterior windows.
Okay.
It is not nighttime. Okay. But the interior lights
are all turned off.
All turned off.
Okay.
All right.
And there is nobody that you can see.
All right. Does it look like there's an exit from this level, though?
This is the first windows that you have seen, so...
So, nothing else can go through the windows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do I see anything? Any, thermo special vision? I forgot what it was called.
Graphic. Thermographic, no. Yeah. You don't see anything. Everybody who has memory, roll it!
Fuck!
5.
Yeah, I rolled 8. Yeah.
No, you rolled a 6. So the 6 this re-rolls. One, you re-roll. You don't add up your roll. So you re-roll your 6. Or again.
There you go.
There we go.
So you hit your...
Okay, I will take my memory.
You're taking memory.
Now that I know how this works.
So the memory mechanic works more akin to the third edition of Shadowrun than the fourth edition.
Yeah.
Just because I designed it before I read the fourth
book. Yes.
So, all right. So as you peek out, one of the things you do notice, a huge metallic sculpture of the logo that was on the card and the body bags.
Which, you're still the only one who's actually seen that logo.
Because it's on the key card and I haven't really shared the key card.
Uh-huh. And nobody else
went in. The only one that went into the
body bag.
Morgue. Nobody else went in there.
Hiding all the secrets. Get him.
And he continues hiding those secrets because I don't think I trusted you guys.
Is there like a reception desk or something?
There is a desk, yes.
I want to go over to the desk real quick and do a quick search of the desk for any information about this building. Like, who the company is, anything.
Okay.
About this building.
3. Yep.
1 success.
You do see a couple of guest log books, and on the top, you see that symbol, and then next to it, you see Omnicorp.
I'm going to post up by the door to the stairwell and listen for the flashbang, kind of like guarding the rear.
And roll memory.
Is my stun still 4?
No, you are now 2.
All right, should I come back? So whatever this building is, it belongs to Omnicorp.
I would like to check.
Everybody roll memory.
Yeah.
Holy shit, a six.
So roll.
Now yeah. What happens?
Roll. You roll another one.
There you go.
A four.
Four. So you got it. So you get your choice. You can either up your memory pool to another die, or you can get your...
I'll take my memory.
You're welcome.
Well, shall we continue up?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
At the desk, did you see any kind of monitors for security or like any kind of deck or anything like that?
No, I didn't notice anything that useful.
Okay.
Just a visitor log. I brought that with me.
All right.
I'll take one of my flashbangs and do the same at this door here to the ground floor, like you sat down at the bottom.
Nice. Okay. Roll me 2D.
Ooh. Demolitions still.
Fuck me. One and a two.
This is not a critical fail.
Yeah.
It should have been.
How hungry are we? Just out of curiosity.
That's a good question.
We're not hungry.
Okay. Weird.
Well, the reason we lost our memories is because we just ate dinner that was poisoned, obviously.
Setting the flashbang into the door. Who was the last one?
I would imagine I'm the last one because of my stun damage.
Okay. Jordan, roll one.
Two.
Okay. So what ends up happening, the troll just sets the flashbang on top of the push bar. Doesn't pull the pin, it just sets the flashbang there. Over there. It's just
doesn't
there.
Wedge it, just...
Yeah.
I did good, boys. Good.
Smart troll.
Good. And no one troll. Notices.
Nope.
All right. Blondie, as she's going up, she's like, what's on the fourth floor? What do we know to do on the fourth floor? Why the fourth floor?
Why not?
Everybody starts to head up the stairs. You hear from down below the flashbang go off from the basement level.
Coming!
So when I grabbed the can of explosive foam, was there anything else that was like part of that? Or was it just the can?
Just the can.
Yeah, because you probably should have grabbed one of those.
Glass cap.
Yeah.
Question is, how volatile is it?
Well, you could shoot it.
Can I throw it and shoot it?
Yeah,
that's going to be the only option.
Not the only option, but yes.
All right, so they're coming. We run up the stairs faster.
Blondie, as she's going up, she's holding the deck that she picked up and took from the other room. It's like, I think I need to actually plug in to find out where we're going. Why the fourth floor?
Do you mean like plugged into an actual computer terminal, like a LAN connection or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll find a place to plug you in when we get up there.
Let's go.
Dwarf, you hear static again. You hear the other dwarf.
All right. Are you guys there yet?
We're not there yet. We're almost there.
Bondi stops. It's like, what are you saying? Yeah, we just... Yeah. We need to go...
Who are you talking to?
We're almost there. We got two more
floors. Yeah, I got that. Who are you talking to? I'm still running upstairs. Who are you talking to?
Us!
But we just had this conversation. Are you still carrying that broken radio?
Yes.
The radio's broken?
No.
It looked broken.
That's in Jordan's...
That was your face that was broken. That was your face that was broken, not the radio.
Can I magic the radio? Let's see if it's
broken. It's broken now.
So, what are we going to do when we get there? We're going to try to barricade the door?
But why the fourth floor? I already asked this question.
Because we have no other place to go.
The dwarf's like,
no, you're not going to the fourth floor because there's no other place. That's where you need to find where the prototype is. You know, the whole reason you're there, to get the prototype, you guys don't remember a thing.
You know what? I really think that we should just go home. We should just forget about... What is this place even called? You said Omniboard?
Omnicorp.
Okay, Omnicorp. I think we should just, you know, go home.
You go do that. I'm getting paid for this job. Eventually, I'll remember something.
I'm just going to walk into Elven University and say, hey, guys, remember my pretty face? Let's just take me to my
dorm. Okay, you do that. Go. Goodbye. I'm getting paid.
I just don't... I want to... How do you know you're getting paid?
Because I'm not leaving here until I find something out, so I know I'm getting paid.
You know what? You're going to get paid in lead, because those assholes below us are going to shoot us.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, I guess if the elf wants to leave...
Where's the radio?
The orc has it.
You have the radio?
Yes, I have the radio.
Can I see it?
No.
Please?
You're the reason we're in trouble to begin with.
Blondie's at the third floor.
Right?
I'm going to...
Yeah. Quickly climbing
I would like to magic the radio in his pocket.
What do you mean by magic it?
I just want to see if there's anything that has been changed about this radio that makes it communicate in a way that is extra natural.
So you want to perceive?
Yeah, perceive magic. Magic.
Yes.
Okay, roll me 9.
And again, this is to perceive, like, if it is not communicating in a normal way.
Yes.
By that, you mean magical.
Not necessarily. Hey.
3. Nothing. There is no aura coming from that.
It's just mechanical.
Okay.
Do you reach the fourth floor?
You reach the fourth floor. Blondie was all the way there already and standing in front of the door. Kind of just says, oh, yes, and just pushes it open and goes in.
What's the follow right behind.
Data storage.
Ah.
I'll be the last one through, just kind of.
Do you actually set the flashback right on top?
Do you?
No, not yet. Not until we leave.
I'm going to look for something as we step onto the floor, for something to barricade the door with.
Me.
Does the door open in or out?
It opens out.
Shouldn't it start?
We'll move a bunch of servers in front of it. I can start.
Yeah, you see just a field of server towers.
Okay.
I'll start moving some of those
6 over foot there tall. Then.
Yeah.
Like server towers.
I'll help the troll move some of the stuff up here. Over in front of the doors.
They all appear to be linked together. You see Blondie at the first one, just sits Indian style in front of it, crouches down, and is looking for a cable to connect to it, and...
Here's one.
I was going to say, do I still have that cable from downstairs?
Did you pull the cable?
Yeah, he pulled both ends of it.
He did.
I'll gladly surrender it.
All right. As she sits down and starts looking, you see the tip of her finger hinge open.
She's got a USB drive.
And she's like, okay, and she goes to plug in to one of the servers. Hear the dwarf's voice.
You guys, tell me you're there now, because they're finding me very quickly. I keep having to move spots, and connection is spotty at best.
All right, we made it. We made it.
Oh, you're there. All right, you need to find the isolated server. Find the one that's not connected. Since if you don't, I should be talking to her.
Rip off your ear, hand it to her.
All right, let's see what we can find. You find anything, Blondie?
There's a lot of all
right
servers here.
I want to do a search of the room besides like for anything that stands out.
Do you know what we're looking for here?
I don't know. If you know, if as the orc said, if we're getting paid to be here, it's got to be something separate, okay. Something super secret. It's probably not on the network. Is there anything isolated? Any isolated servers around here?
Isolated servers. Okay, isolated servers. And as you do this, she just kind of has this glazed look.
All right, I'm searching for anything that stands out. That's like something that's different than everything else.
Something not plugged into all the rest of the servers. All
right, you want to search?
And I rolled 3 5s with my 3 search.
Are all we seeing just servers on this floor, or are there any hallways, any cubicles? It's just...
It's a huge
wall-to-wall...
Wall-to-wall.
Computers.
Concrete columns, which is a huge open floor plan with nothing.
Nothing but servers.
I'm also going to do the search.
I'm going to go ahead and help you.
So I think... Let's look for something different. Something that's... some security. Something either that's locked up or something that's not connected to the rest of the servers.
So to help, I roll mine first, and then yes, he gets any right successes,
mm-hmm, and he hits add to his dice pool.
So you add 1 success to your dice pool.
And my search in the past has been 9. Is that still my
yes hit score? Okay.
At least it's not a glitch.
Huh. 2 successes.
2 successes, and to look for
same thing.
Isolated server.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are making way. There's seems to be like
it's a lot to search.
Hundreds of these.
So if you want to search again?
So it is that bad.
Yeah.
That big.
That's big.
So can we get a like an idea about how large the building is from this open floor plan?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Is it like...
So there, if you remember, the basement hallway was about 100 yards.
Yeah.
So it's a square building?
Square building.
I go to Blondie and say, see if you can find out a layout for this room.
And she's like, I'm already on it.
All right.
Stop distracting me.
How close is everybody to me?
Well, I figured I was pretty much close.
Yeah.
Like, walking with you, considering I was helping you.
Okay.
I'm not too far from you, but...
So, as we're walking and searching, I'm mumbling, isolated server. A server that's different. Something... Where could you be?
The dwarf in your head says...
Alright, I think I'm at a good spot. You guys are going to have to hunker down there until I can figure out a way to talk to everybody. Okay? Or at least connect to... Her name is Jean.
Genie?
Yes.
Like?
The blonde. Yes, Genie.
Like a magic lamp genie.
Alright,
If she's interfacing, I need to be able to speak to her. But it's gotta be that isolated server. So, it's gonna take me a minute. Unless there's a way I can talk to everybody right now.
Hey guys! The dwarf wants to say something.
What? Why are you calling yourself?
I got something to say.
I mean, if you need to, like, bury your soul, this is a really awkward time.
What?
And why are you shouting? Like,
so, the dwarf from earlier, I'm hearing his voice in my head.
What frequency?
What dwarf?
The dwarf in the video that we saw earlier, suddenly I can hear him.
Okay. What frequency is your communication on?
What frequency can we find you on?
Well, that I know what frequency to reach you on. That one frequency I'm on is changing constantly.
Do you have, like, some sort of implant?
Do I have some kind of implant?
What? Oh, come on. Yes.
Yes.
So we have a handheld radio.
We have a radio if we can reach you somehow.
You have a radio?
Yes.
All right, that's a much more surefire way that I can talk.
Do you have a dwarf-only implant that, like, only dwarves can communicate with each other?
And how would I know?
I'm asking out of character.
Yeah, no, it's actually a type of implant, I think, that functions as a radio inside of
your head. But it's not like a dwarf plant.
No.
It's not dwarf-specific, a dwarf.
Yes, we have a radio. How can we get in touch with you?
I'm assuming it's just a handheld, like, walkie-talkie type of radio, right?
Yeah, we took it out of the room where we woke up.
Okay, cycle through the channels. Just do 3 clips on each channel. I'll be able to find it.
Cycle through the channels.
All right, click, 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 channel, click, 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 channel, click, 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 and so on.
All right, it's going to take me a minute. Genie, she should be finding that isolated server.
Yeah, I'm not calling her Genie. I'm keeping Blondie. He says it's going to be a minute, but we should be finding that isolated server sometime soon.
Working on it.
Guarding the door.
Yeah, I was going to say, how close is Blondie to the door? Like,
she's right next to the door. She went to the first server that she saw and sat down.
Are there chairs in this room?
No.
So she's sitting on the floor.
She's sitting on the floor.
Okay, cool.
Can I perceive the stairwell to see if I can see them coming up?
Or? You don't see them, but you hear footsteps.
I can hear footsteps. Guys, they're coming. We got some company coming. Either do what you're gonna do or get ready to fight. I'm going to...
Don't you have the summoning gun?
Well, really, oh, I'm gonna lob my last flashbang down there.
Alright, roll 2D.
Roll your...
6 and a 3.
At least it was one success.
Yeah,
success.
Am I still stressed with my 2 last?
No, you're not. You hear it go off, and you hear some confusion and some shouts, and the footsteps stop.
I'm buying all the time I can, guys. Let's keep going.
He's happy to land right next to the one he set on the handle. And then chain reacted and set that one off.
My plan is to shoot that one.
Blow the doors?
Blondie, Genie. Says, there should be one that's caged off.
Caged off, caged off.
You look and you see a cage square extend that goes all the way to the ceiling.
Look, it has a sign on it. It says Nicholas.
Okay, yeah, we can see that. How do we get in? Does it have a key card?
It opens.
Holy!
Blondie unplugs.
I'm helping guard the door.
She runs over to the cage.
So... I announce, we found the isolated server.
No answer.
That's exactly what I figured.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Seconds later, on the radio, which is by the door, here is like,
all right, Genie.
Hold on. I've run over to where they are at in the cage. All right, Genie's here.
The blonde Genie?
I guess it's you. She goes by Blondie now.
Well, that kind of makes sense. All right, I just need you to take the deck, plug it in to the isolated server, enter a prompt that I'm going to give you, and then just sit back and look at it. That's it.
She's like, okay, sets down the deck, looks, grabs a loose cable that's there, plugs it, and then the dwarf over the radio says,
enter in Project Arcane Mix.
Everybody roll memory.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. Is that a critical
glitch? No, yeah,
memory did. Memory dumb glitch.
I rolled a one.
Hey, gee. Memory.
Why is it that we're awful at memory?
Yeah, you guys are.
Hey, at least usually you've gotten your first memory.
Oh, you haven't got your first memory?
No.
So, as Jeannie Blondie enters that, she kind of gets this puzzled look on her face, sits back, and starts to turn and look at everybody. And the dwarf on the radio is like,
what are you doing? Look at the screen! I need you to look at the screen!
And she's like, oh, sorry.
Alright, so yeah, the only one that's not here is the troll.
Yeah, I'm definitely by the door.
And the footsteps start back up, and you can tell they're maybe only two flights down.
Guys, they got about two floors before they get to us. And I will unholster the machine gun.
Is there another exit stairwell from here?
Yes, there would be.
Because, like, in, like, one more floor, I'm probably going to just start, like, spraying.
I'm going to go back over to the door, and I'm going to spray some of the foam where it's, like, on the visible on the outside of the door. So
it looks like it's prepped?
Yes.
Okay. That's simple enough.
Okay.
That we'll just, because you're actually not trying to do anything with it, so you can spray a spray can.
Okay, cool.
If you actually had that in the cap, that'd be different.
Yeah, I doubt. Because someone's an idiot.
I'm watching the screen.
I would imagine I'm watching the screen as well.
So as you're watching the monitor, you're seeing different folders that pop up. And then one thing that you see is a folder called Location. And then you see EM Tank Security and a Rotating Modulation. And then the dwarf comes back on and is like,
you've got to be kidding me.
And you hear gunfire over the radio. And then he says,
seventh floor, it's on a rotating modulation. I can't tell you which one it's going to be, but get there. I'll get back to you.
Can I climb more stairs?
Guys, other stairwell, quick.
So looking at him, does he change at all? Or, like, why does he want us to only focus on the screen rather than on
He wanted her to focus on the screen.
Okay. I might just be paranoid.
Yeah, you might be just paranoid.
Guys, we gotta get upstairs. 7th floor. Other stairwell, quick.
Everybody up. I'll take the rear.
The deck screen goes black, and Jeannie's like, unplugs.
Is there anything magical that I can do to, like, completely destroy this server system?
Yes, there is, actually. What would you like to try to do?
First thing that pops into my mind is magic worm. Computer virus magic dragon.
Okay, roll me 5.
My first roll is magical EMP.
I got 2 successes.
Okay. Roll 5D again.
I just did something stupid. I got 0 successes.
Yeah, ouch.
You're at 3 stun damage. And that happens, you see just a flash of white light and then just ringing in your ears.
Did that do anything to the computer system?
No.
Absolutely.
Defenses.
Not. So yeah, we're running up the second set of stairwells. It's not the same one we were on before.
Okay. As you get there, you open the door.
Out. Up the stairs, the 7th floor, he said. I'm running up the stairs.
Jeannie, Blondie, going that way?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay. I'm bringing up the rear.
Are you?
Unless he stayed behind, but...
No, I'm coming too, but I would imagine that my stupid little stunt back there kind of caused a little bit of,
Troll picks up Elf.
Come on, Elf, let's get going.
I just need to catch my breath.
You'll have to toss me.
You'll have to toss me. Up the stairs.
This is the Elf to the Troll.
I would imagine I'm rather twiggy.
Yep.
It brings back memories.
Should I roll?
You guys make it up flights of stairs. The label definitely says what The dwarf on the radio said, you see EM tank security. And who's first up?
Not this guy.
Probably me.
Probably the orc.
I have to slowly open it up. Just make sure it's not like anything they're trying to shoot us.
You hear this hum that is coming out of the door, like an electronic hum. You notice that there is light
everywhere
that is spilling out of the door. It's not super bright, but there's light spilling out of the door. As you peer in, just like in data storage, it is a open floor plan. Columns holding up the weight of the building, and instead of server banks, there are tanks, not like military tanks.
Like tanks of liquid.
Tanks of liquid.
Are there people floating in these tanks?
Not that you can tell, because they're all dark.
Ooh.
There's no light illuminating what would be inside of the tanks. Each tank has a like control panel on it.
Okay.
There's some lights coming, but the tanks themselves are not lit.
Yeah.
Except you can notice, everybody can notice this, that there is just randomly throughout the room a pulsing light that gets brighter, gets dim, and then another spot in the room gets bright, gets dim, and another
Are there
spot
windows on this?
Gets bright
area
and dim. There are no windows on this floor.
Are these lights that I'm seeing like the auras that I noticed downstairs in the hallway?
There are auras in the room, but not like the ones you saw downstairs. The aura that you see is brighter.
Hmm. Are these auras visible in every tank, or are they only in some of the tanks?
They become visible in the tank as you see with the physical sight. The light gets brighter.
Right.
That's when that aura gets
brighter. I get on the radio.
And then it's get dim.
What are we looking for here?
Nothing.
Well, can we try and find some sort of way to turn on all of the lights overhead? Is there like a circuit panel or something?
We can look, says Blondie, and steps into the room. And as you step into the room, a warning alarm starts to go off.
Like, we tripped a laser, probably.
What that laser triggered, we'll have to find out next episode of Bone Thirst Theory. Thank you so much for listening.
Now I know how it feels.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.